Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Yud Tes, Sota 19a, pagination is 37, starting from the Mishnah at the beginning of the new Perek, a quarter of the way down. Hayanota les minchasa mituch kefifa mitzris. They took the mincha of the woman, the sota, from the basket in which it was brought. Venosna l'toch's klishares, and it was placed into a vessel of the Beis HaMikdash. Venosna al yada, v'koy meniach yado mitachteha umenifa. She has her hands on the bottom of this keli. And the Kohen also has his hands on the bottom, and they do tenufa, which is to wave it in specific directions. And the Gemara explains the source that both he and she, the Kohen and the woman, have to be doing this act of tenufa on the mincha offering. Heinif v'higish komatz v'hiktir. They did the process of the mincha, which involved the tenufa waving, the bringing of the karban, and burning a portion of the karban. V'ashar ne'echal la'kohanim, and the rest was given to the kohanim. The Mishnah notes, Hayamashke v'achar kach makriv es minchasa. They had already given her to drink the water of Sota before the mincha was brought. But once the mincha is brought, at that point, the water will do its magic, if you will. So the Mishnah over here is describing the Sota process, and we know already that the water that she's being given to drink had erased into it the section of the Parsha of Sota, that those letters, that ink with Hashem's name, is inside that water, and that's what she would drink. If you take a look at Amud Beis, we find on the second line, which is also going to be the Mishnah on the next page, She'im nimchaka megillah. Once they erased the writing, ve'omeres, and then she says, Eini shosa, I don't want to drink. At that point, ma'ar arin osa, the process has already started, and they would force her, umashkin osa bal karcha, divi rabbi akiva, they would force her to drink the water. However, if she would say before they erased that she doesn't want to drink, that is her prerogative, and she would get divorced without ksuba benefits. Likewise, if it's already erased and she makes a declaration that she is temeya, that she did act improperly, illicitly, then she doesn't have to drink. The Mishnah will discuss what we'll do with the water, what we'll do with her mincha. But she doesn't have to drink, but she's going to be divorced because she acted improperly in such an immoral level. What emerges, I believe, is that the sota water is not a death penalty when we don't have Eidim v'hasra, witnesses and warning, and we're going ahead and doing this process. It's not a heavenly imposed death penalty. What it is a clarification. We're clarifying. Hashem says, I'm going to grant you clarity in this matter for the shalom bayis of things, that if the husband is suspecting and he doesn't know for sure, he will either find out one way or he'll find out the other way. But if you imagine yourself like being the lawyer of this woman. You're getting a very good deal. At any point in the process, if she would just be up front with the Beis Din, she could be okay. She'll get the divorce because she lived with another man, but she could live. And that's true even at this point, once they erased the name of Hashem, and with a little contemplation, it's not so far-fetched, because again, the purpose of erasing Hashem's name was to clarify. We're prepared to do this to clarify if she's guilty or not. Well, it accomplished its purpose. If at that point she admits Temeya Ani, we're not going to give it to her to drink. It's not a death penalty. It's a clarification. It's noteworthy that the other great benefits of the waters of Sota is that if Klal Yisrael is worthy, meaning that the husband, for example, is clean, because if he doesn't act properly, then it's not going to work for her in terms of the water of Sota verifying her behavior. But there's a gift here, not just in clarifying for the husband-wife, but as a result, in the words of the Ramban, liyaser hanoshim, that the women should know that it's not going to go unnoticed. And as a result, they automatically are limited in their temptation of this type because the waters of Sota exist. The Ramban's words are, V'hinei ein b'chol mishpatei ha-Torah davatalui b'neis. You don't find mitzvahs generally dependent on a miracle. Zulasei ho'inyan hazeh shehu pele, except for the waters of Sota, which is a wonder, that the mitzvah itself is linked to a miracle, that you see the hand of Hashem. And it's like a spooky thing that even though no human being can say what happened, it's him and her and no one else knows and they're not talking. Nevertheless, Hashem says, I'm willing to intervene over here and provide clarity. And again, that's a gift of Shalom Bayis, husband and wife, to provide clarity. They shouldn't have to continue with such doubts. But also, it's Liyaser Hanoshim, that this possibility, which may exist by some other nations, of mamzerus, illegitimate children, women, men, doing whatever they do, that was curtailed. It was stopped by the fact that Hashem says, I'm willing to intervene through the waters of Sota. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.